Welcome to episode 56 of Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. I'm John.
I'm Judy.
I'm Marlis.
And today we're going to be going back to the bourbon. And we have three bourbons here. We have Jefferson's Very Small Batch.
Chestnut Farms Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
And Widow Jane 10 Years.
All right, and with that, we'll start off with Jefferson's Very Small Batch.
Just the teeny
That's
batch.
That's it. I know. Like a thimble, yeah.
I know.
It's a very small batch. Jefferson's Very Small Batch is a blend of the base Jefferson's with three additional hand-selected straight bourbons. Not necessarily from Jefferson's. I don't know where that came from. Is that...
That's from the website.
That's from their website? Okay. Mm-hmm. And it says, anyway...
Well, and they didn't say not necessarily from Jefferson's. They just basically don't say, so...
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So somebody else added that in? Okay.
I did.
Oh, gotcha.
Three undisclosed bourbons.
It was my editing.
Three hand-selected straight bourbons of varying mash bills and ages. Okay, sorry. Anyway, so founded in 1997, Jefferson's is the brainchild of Trey Zeller and his father Chet, a famed bourbon historian. They were continuing a family whiskey tradition that goes back to Trey's eighth-generation grandmother, who was arrested in 1799 for, quote, production and sales of spirituous liquors, unquote.
Oh.
His curious...
Figured it was his grandmother, right?
Hey, that's a good family tradition there.
Come on,
His
Grandma.
Curious and experimental mindset has allowed him to push the boundaries of bourbon whiskey, upholding tradition, yet always discovering new possibilities.
Why am I picturing Granny from the Clampets and she has a corn cob pie? I don't know.
We don't know.
It's a stereotype kind of thing. Yeah.
It is, but I'm picturing it. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
There you go.
It's me and my rye-drinking farmers.
Could have been. Might not have been. Yeah. Website doesn't say.
But that can keep me from drinking it. I'm just, you know.
Oh, I see.
I just think that's what I'm picturing as they describe Granny.
The Kentucky Artisan Distillery is the official home of Jefferson's Bourbon. Distilling, blending, bottling of Jefferson's special bourbon whiskey releases is done here. Jefferson's currently has two whiskeys that they aged at sea. By collaborating with OCEARCH, O-C-E-A-R-C-H, a nonprofit dedicated to the study and tracking of keystone marine species such as great white sharks and tiger sharks. Great white sharks. I can't talk, I'm sorry. thinking that constant movement of the liquid in the barrels ages the whiskey faster because more of the liquid is in contact with the wood more often, Zeller strapped five barrels of Jefferson's bourbon to the MV OCEARCH, the vessel that serves as OCEARCH's at sea laboratory. Sorry. Typo on the page here. The barrel stayed on board for more than 3 years, crossing through the Panama Canal six times.
Wow.
Is it really a typo?
But we aren't tasting one of those today.
Right. We have the small batch. But I just thought that was really interesting.
It is.
And I actually did taste those when I was at the Hilton Garden Inn bar, believe it or not.
Yeah. In Yakima?
In Wenatchee. Yeah. They have actually a pretty good whiskey selection at this little Hilton Garden Inn bar.
Well, that's nice.
And they were having a tasting for $60. You could taste like four different, so I shared it with somebody.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty awesome.
And I think this one may have been my favorite. Hi, Per Olaf. Hi, sweetheart. Per Olaf's home, everyone.
I know. I'll get him a treat to shut him up.
Okay.
So, anyway, the nose is supposed to be brown sugar with a hint of citrus. The flavor has notes of vanilla, peaches, and toffee. And the finish is described as delicate and warm with honey.
Let us see if we agree.
Okay. I think we should definitely check that out.
Okay. I didn't get a lot of really distinct aroma from it. I mean, it smells like bourbon, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. If it smelled like cyanide.
That would be bad. Yeah.
Almonds.
I'm getting faint brown sugar and maybe even a little caramel almost. But
okay.
I can't say that I'm fond of the aroma.
No.
Of this one. But I'm wondering if this is the one when I did the tasting. I can't remember. It was over a month ago. If this was it, but I think I like this one the best. If it was,
mm-hmm.
even more than the ones that went to sea for 3 years or more.
It tastes good. It's not at all bitey, you know, and yeah. It's nice sweetness, not a lot of, I'd just been drinking another bourbon and I really wasn't enjoying it that much and I can't remember, I can't figure
not
out
today.
What the difference is.
But she did, wasn't just drinking it today.
No,
just,
no.
Just
no,
to make
no.
that clear.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if this has less oak, if that's what's doing it, or...
yeah, it's kind of flat. But,
I wasn't going with flat. I was going with light.
I'm going with flat.
Okay. I was going with... it's got a light touch, I guess is what I would say.
I was watching a review earlier, not for this one, and the guy's like, that when he was trying to say, well, this is the first bourbon I've had today, so so maybe that's why I thought what I thought.
And I brushed my teeth.
How many do you have in a day,
I'm wondering.
Okay. I should talk.
If you're not like, heavily into bourbon, this might be a good starter.
Mm-hmm. I think it might be a little light for to stand up like to a lot of ice or, a mix.
Probably.
But if you don't like really strong tasting, liquor, that's not a bad thing.
I don't detect a lot of sweetness either.
Oh, see, I think it's
I don't think it's very sweet.
Mm. Not cloying sweet, but there's a little bit there.
Yeah, it's sweet, but it's not, it's not a strong, like you say.
But again, hot summer afternoon, not a bad thing too.
But it's warm in my belly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That counts for a lot right there. No, it tastes fine. I'm just, a lot of other bourbons tend to have a little more sweetness to it.
Okay.
So that might be where the light comes from for you
That could be. Mm-hmm.
It may be why I think it tastes a little flat, because it's not the typical sweetness that I usually get from a bourbon, or the bourbons I like, anyway. All right, so we move on.
And it's only,
41 and a half, is that what it was?
Yeah, 41 and a half.
Yeah.
ABV.
I think I forgot to put that in the script.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. I got distracted by lunch. I got distracted by lunch.
I'll do it.
Okay, so next will be Chestnut Farms Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. This was recommended to us by the lady at Total Wine, which I found out on many reviews that apparently Total Wine pushes this one a lot, and some people really, really liked it. Some people really, really didn't. So let's see what we think. It is a product of Barton 1792. So if anyone's had 1792 whiskeys,
which I remember that we liked,
I think we've had that for sure. But it's distilled, aged, and bottled by the Clear Spring Distilling Company. So there was a debate going on online about who really puts out, this Chestnut Farms. The mash bill is, the Barton 1792 Distillery was established in 1879, is named in honor of the year Kentucky joined the United States. There will be a quiz later. Where I will ask
the
you.
United States, and then they came back to the United States.
We will have a quiz later as to when Kentucky joined the United States.
That's right.
The mash bill is mostly corn, and the next mostly is rye, and then I believe there's some barley, a little bit of barley in there. And it's 45% ABV. There is no age statement.
Yeah. But there's a very handsome horse.
The bottle's, I really like the horse on the bottle. Mm-hmm, it's Kentucky. Mm-hmm, there should be a horse. And it is aged in new charred oak. So for the nose, you should get caramel, corn, toffee, nutmeg, oak, and a bit of fruit and nuts.
It's a little more alcohol-y.
Yeah, it's definitely got a sharper nose to it.
And the palate, caramel. Dark fruit, nutmeg, vanilla, and oak play out with a bit of cocoa and nuts.
Yeah,
the aroma, it isn't powerful, but it is pleasant.
Yeah, it's got more oak. It's definitely a little more stabby. That could be the rye.
True. Yeah.
A little more heat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's not that bad.
It does have a lot more flavor than the Jeffersons, that's for sure.
See, I get more alcohol. I don't get a... Okay, let me do it again here. Yeah, swirl it around a little bit and you get a lot more of the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
The vanilla, the caramel, and the oak. It's got a nice amount of oak.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like a little more structure in your bourbon, it's a good thing.
Yeah, so we can say this is more complex than than the other.
Yeah.
Palate, caramel. Okay, I already said that. Anyway, finish, medium fade of corn, caramel, cinnamon, and oak.
Hmm.
I like it. It tastes good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why people say they didn't like it.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting the corn and the oak. And
I think see, now, I could use a little more sweetness in this to kind of balance the rye a little bit. But that may just be me.
Mm-hmm. What's funny is when we were at Total Wine, they did, she had this much left in the bottle. They actually have, I didn't know they had whiskeys behind their bar for you to taste. And that's one of them.
We should all go as a group sometime and do some.
Yeah.
All three of us.
Informal tastings.
Yeah, anyway, well, they just happened to have that one open. Mm-hmm. But so we finished off the bottle because there was so little left. And I thought it actually tasted pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Literally sweet. Not good sweet, literally sweet. Mm. When we tasted it there earlier today, but I don't know.
Well, it was the last bit in the last bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I know, they
Some
even...
Some of the alcohol may have evaporated off and you got more flavor, who knows?
They didn't have any on the shelf. So they had a pallet that had been delivered that morning.
Oh.
Like, we were there at like 10:30. You know, and today. So
swilling bourbon.
Swilling like this teeny tiny bit out of the little
swills. Kind of swillettes.
The thing like the cup you get to get your medicine in the hospital.
Yeah. See, I was going to go with communion, but.
Could have been like that too.
Okay.
But they actually went and they were able to find it. She says, if it's in the middle of the palate, we probably won't be able to get it for you. But, but I guess it must have been on the periphery because they came back with a bottle and said,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, single case of six bottles and we got
cool.
So, I mean, this is a nice one.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't, you know, seize it and beat people about the head with it. I wouldn't do that with either of these.
You mean if
actually.
You like it, you would beat people over the head with
it? No,
you?
If I didn't like it, I would beat people over the head with it.
I was
mostly whoever sold it to me. But I will not do that with any of these.
No, if I really liked it, you might beat them over the head and take it from them.
Well, yeah, but I'd beat them over the head with something else.
Or I wouldn't use the bottle because the bottle's pretty.
No,
I like the horsey.
I know. Nice. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no, both of these, they're pleasant. They're very pleasant and very different, which is always exciting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, quite different.
Like
and, you know, and it is, as for color, for all three of the ones that we have, they're very similar. But, Jefferson's is a lot lighter, a light amber, and the other two. And I think this one actually might be, it's almost like they graduated up. Like, this one seems darker to me than...
Well, there's more of it in your glass, too. So
this is true, but I'm also looking at the bottles, and it does look a little darker, I think, from here.
Oh, you're right. Okay, so the third option today is Widow Jane, aged 10 years. And this was interesting. I started looking this up, and everyone had very many opinions and everything. Most of the information I got today I took from Gentleman Ranters, which I think is kind of a neat name.
Gentleman Ranters.
Yeah. So there's an eccentric entrepreneur with a shadowy background, Daniel Prieto Preston, born in 1970. He's been involved in all sorts of businesses, scientific glass, parachutes, chocolate, farming, aerospace, and a distillery that has been established in Brooklyn, New York. So any of you live in New York, go see the Widow Jane Distillery. It's named for the underground limestone quarry of the same name north of New York City. And the Widow Jane limestone was used in American icons like the Brooklyn Bridge, the Washington Monument, Statue of Liberty, that sort of thing. So the brand itself wasn't launched until 2012. So keep that in mind. You know, we're dealing with a 10-year whiskey here, and they only started in 2012. So that's part of it. So if they wanted to actually launch a brand, you know, something, what they did was they bought distilled whiskey from a whole bunch of different places in Kentucky, Tennessee, and Indiana. And so there are large distilleries, and they're all straight bourbon, so they're at least 51% corn. But given that, you can imagine they don't publish the mash bill at this point. Now, their Brooklyn, New York facility in Red Hook is fermenting and is distilling at the moment. As we speak, they are, you know, working away. However, you know, to get a 10-year from that batch is going to take a while.
Yeah.
To like maybe make up 10 the volume. Years. Well, yes. Well, 10 years plus, you know, to get enough volume Yeah. So we know that these are all straight bourbons. So it's at least 51% corn. We know that everything that went into this bottle aged at least 10 years, either at their original distillery or at the Brooklyn, New York. But we don't know where they were fermented. And we don't know if they all used the same recipe. In fact, I would guess that's kind of unlikely, but that's just my guess. So I bought it because Widow Jane, I thought, oh, there will be a story there. No, there's not, at least not about Widow Jane, but, you know, it's still kind of interesting. Okay, so let's see here. Oh, and just as a side note, water filtered through limestone has been a key ingredient for whiskey makers from Scotland to Kentucky. So when the water is pulled from the limestone aquifers or streams, the limestone acts as a filter, so you get pure nummy water.
Pure,
so that's a good thing.
Nice tasting water.
Okay, description. It's non-chilled filtered. It's 45.5% ABV, and it has a red-brown mahogany color. It's probably the darkest of our contestants. Mm-hmm. Well, not contestants. We're not.
Whatever.
Yeah. Our guests.
Entries.
Okay. So on the nose, you should get almonds, oak, leather, tobacco, sweet corn, pepper, caramel, honey, and vanilla, which is a lot to ask of a bourbon, frankly.
I think it's the nicest smelling of the three.
That smells good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say this is top in aroma.
Mm-hmm. It's not burning out your nose hairs. That's always a good thing.
If I need my nose hairs burned.
Oh. Maybe. Well, then...
Shorten them up a little bit.
Here's a book of matches.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Thanks, dear.
No.
Oh, but this is probably the most aromatic of the three.
Yeah, it's very
there's
nice.
Vanilla, there's caramel, there's oak, there's... I don't spend a lot of time smelling sweet corn, but I'm sure...
Or any corn.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Tastes nice.
Mm-hmm.
What should we be tasting, did you say?
Okay, so the taste... Bold and flavorful, with a chewy, viscous mouthfeel. Cherries, sweet corn, caramel, and toffee, with dark chocolate. So, and baking spices, vanilla, cinnamon, that kind of thing.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. My tongue is tingling. It's a little more tingly than the others.
See, I'm not getting the stabby thing.
No, not at all.
But, this is just very mellow and full of flavors. And, it does have the viscous mouthfeel. I'm looking. The legs are okay, but not spectacular. But this is interesting. Vanilla, cinnamon, dark chocolate. Yeah, I can see that.
Definitely vanilla.
Mmm. Yeah. Let that swirl around in your mouth a little bit.
Yeah.
And that is just full of goodness. Mmm. We're all nodding, and I don't know if we've reached that point in the afternoon or what. Okay. And the finish should be tobacco, black pepper, and lingering campfire smoke.
Thankfully, I don't taste the campfire smoke, but I can definitely taste the pepper.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about smoke. Yeah, I'm more on the lines of the sweet corn and honey and other tasty sweet flavors and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, and I can go with a little bit of tobacco too, which is always, although I've smoked like 2 cigarettes my entire life, I do like the taste.
But you like Isla's, so you know what smoke is like.
So. Yeah, like a Talisker that has that kind of tobacco.
No, it tastes good.
Okay, well, these are interesting. Okay, I'm going to go get a little water and we will try it with water. I forgot to gather the water.
Okay.
Ahead of time. Itsy bit of water, everything.
So first up will be the Jeffersons.
Yeah.
With a little bit of water.
Mm-hmm.
I think it improved the aroma, or it's opened up a little bit. Aroma, to me, is better now.
Mm-hmm.
But it could also be that it opened up while we were talking.
That's true.
But I like it better now.
So I didn't have a lot left in my glass, so I just put in a little bit of water, but still, I think it kind of weakened it a little bit.
Yeah, it did. Tastes kind of thin.
But again, hot summer afternoon over a little bit of ice.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very easy going, shall we say.
Yeah, this is an easy drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, it might be a great one for a mixer because it doesn't have a lot of flavor. Mm-hmm. So, all right.
Okay.
So, Chestnut Farms. I think the water opened up the aroma part as well on this one. I can actually smell the sweetness a little better.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm still getting a lot of alcohol.
Really?
But I don't know if I maybe didn't add enough water.
Yeah, I'm not getting a lot of alcohol in it now.
I'm still tasting
well, and if they have a fair amount of rye in their mash bill, that always, it's a really bright kind of hot flavor would be my, is that a reasonable?
Yeah, it gives it a certain spice to it.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, the water kind of flattened the flavor a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not, I remember it being sweeter. Mm-hmm. I remember wanting it to be a little sweeter than it was, but I still remember it being sweeter than the... what it is now.
Mm-hmm. I still like it, but I think it's a little flatter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I would probably still put it over ice because, you know me, I like my ice.
I know, I do too. I went to one restaurant, Uptown Grill, and I had, for a Zonta thing. Mm-hmm. And they brought me, of course I had scotch, and they had those big ice cubes. Those are really nice if you have some way of producing the large ice cube.
Yeah, you can just buy the little ice cube trays for
them. Okay, if you can do that, I mean, it cools the whiskey down, but it doesn't dilute it nearly as fast, and it's really...
Because it's so huge, it takes it a long time.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, those are good.
That little, bar in Portland, the Triple Nickel, that has... It looks like a dive bar, swear to God. It used to be a dive bar, but and it still kind of looks like one from the outside, and I think still they're... Like, if you order a hamburger, I think it's one of those things like at 7-Eleven that you just throw it in the microwave. I'm not sure, but I mean, and I'm sorry if you've been to the Triple Nickel or you own the Triple Nickel or whatever, and this is not true. I'm just saying. It's not exactly, hot cuisine there. But but the hamburger was still good. It was still yummy.
Yeah.
But they have this really excellent selection. And they have those huge...
ice cubes.
Ice cubes. I think that's the first place I've ever been that had those huge ice cubes. Not to change the subject, but did you see that they're trying to open a whiskey library downtown?
I saw a notice of that on Facebook, but I couldn't get to
there was an article in the Olympia.
Where is it?
In that old Carnegie Library downtown. Well, they've submitted a proposal to the city. Okay. The city has to agree to it.
But. And then we can go there?
Yeah, they have. It's going to be a membership only area, and then other areas where the
general public can go.
What do they call them? The hoi polloi can go. Just the general mass.
Oh, okay.
General masses.
All right. So.
Yeah. So we'll have to see how much it costs to be a member if they open.
Yeah.
But. I actually heard about it a long time ago from somebody who used to work at the library, and she had run into the guy who was talking about it. But anyway, yes.
We have to find these people. Who are you people? Okay, now we're on to...
Sorry, we digressed. As usual, if you're a regular listener, you know that we do that.
Sorry.
So now Widow Jane is some water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh, that's interesting. That is actually still really flavorful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it took me a minute to be able to, because I really love the aroma.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But
I didn't smell.
But this time, at first I was like, where'd it go? But then it came back. So maybe it's just my nose. Mm-hmm. I told you I needed my nose hairs burned.
It is early summer and there's a lot of pollen around.
This is true.
And I forgot to take my allergy medicine for almost all week. I was wondering why I was like having so much.
Well,
probably because I wasn't taking my Zyrtec. Brought to you by...
That's right.
Fun with Scotch and other fine spirits. Brought to you by Zyrtec. No, not really. Just kidding.
So anyway, back to Widow Jane. It still tastes pretty darn good.
Yeah, it is good.
No, it's really good. I like it.
With water, without water.
I think it settled it down a little bit for me because mm-hmm. it's not as burny on my tongue.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, just a little bit of water.
So being that this isn't a contest, mm-hmm. I like the Widow Jane best.
Mm-hmm.
It wins.
Yeah, I think mine, I would too. But, you know, it depends on the use you want to put it to.
Well, that's true.
Which you shouldn't end a sentence with a preposition, but the use to which you want to put it.
We aren't English majors, so
thank God.
Who cares?
I know, yeah. And what your particular taste is.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually like the Widow Jane a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it would stand up to an ice cube.
It would definitely stand up to an ice cube.
And still be pretty nutty.
As would the Chestnut Farms, I think, would stand
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe one of those big ones where it doesn't water it down too fast.
Yeah.
I liked all three of them for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this one I'm pointing to, the Jefferson's, you know, it is really light. So I would consider this definitely a beginner's bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's the greatest introduction to a bourbon since it isn't very sweet and
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. doesn't really personify the bourbon that
mm-hmm.
that we typically like.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're, you know, a newbie to
bourbon,
and you don't care mm-hmm. for sweet drinks,
then don't try bourbon.
This might be the one for you.
Bourbon's not that. I'm not saying that sweet. I mean, no, I'm not talking mm-hmm. like it's not a margarita. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, just
right.
I meant sweetness. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and I like the Chestnut Farms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think it's tasty.
That could be a little sweeter, but it mm-hmm. was still tasty, and it had enough flavor to stand up to some ice. Mm-hmm. So, again.
But Chestnut Farms I could drink with or without just fine.
Oh, okay.
But Widow Jane, I would have to have some ice because it was a little, for me, it was a little bitey.
Oh, okay. Right.
And I think it could, but adding the water, like I said, toned it down for me.
Okay.
So a little water or some mm-hmm. ice, mm-hmm. I think would be how I would drink it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's lovely. I mm-hmm. love the aroma. I love the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But then my tongue was like, ooh, tingle, tingle.
Well, and you have to give the folks at Widow Jane and, you know, some of these others, as we've heard, in buying straight whiskeys from mm-hmm. various distilleries and then blending them into something that, you know, they put their name on. And it's kind of like the blended scotches or the blended malts that we drink from Scotland, mm-hmm. where they've bought from various distilleries and they merge them to come up with something that has a specific taste, a specific identity, and something that they want to put out there. So I don't think that simply because something is a blend means it's not worth
No, life. Some people think blend means inferior, and it's not.
No, I think it would be intriguing if you were a distiller, you know, to try and figure out, okay, what do we need? We have this basic product or this product that we've bought from several different distilleries. How do we combine them mm-hmm. to create something that is really special? Yeah. I think that's cool. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know some people who prefer blends over, mm-hmm. you know, single malt.
Well, and I think all of us here, seated.
All three of us. Yes.
Or mm-hmm. seated, as right. the case may be. you know, all of us, for like our daily scotch, drink a blend.
Mm-hmm. A lot of that's because we're basically poor people.
Well, there is that. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Well, we're not poor. Mm-hmm. We're just very
no,
middle
we're
class.
Not. We're not poor. That's
But we're not
stupidly wealthy.
No. Well, we're not even non-stupidly wealthy.
No.
We're just we are comfortable in our spot, but
mm-hmm.
not enough to be buying single malt willy nilly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I paid way more.
I would love to have the willy nilly single scotch, and
ooh,
then have the guys pronounce it. Willy nilly. If any of you have ever wondered how to pronounce Scotch whiskey's names, go on, you know, Scotch pronunciations, and there's this older guy who sits there in his chair with a cigar and a scotch and says, Anok, Anok, or Glenmorangie, Glenmorangie. He's actually actually kind of cool. I really appreciate
him.
And frankly, I appreciate anyone who pronounces some of these things because God knows, you know, the Gaelic is not our normal speech.
Yeah,
not for probably 99% of the world is it speech. But most of the stuff we probably mispronounce. But I'm not sure how we got there. But
we digressed.
We got there easily.
Easily for us. It's very easy for us.
The brain synapses have spoken.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Much like the ease of pouring another glass of whiskey.
It would be very easy, especially after we've had tasted three of them. It would be really easy to pour another one.
But, yeah, you know, I think we got there with blends. Blends, you know, don't disdain the blends that you find in your store. You know, I'm still a doer, you're a monkey shoulder. There's, you know, various blends that we might like. And I was going someplace else with that, and I forgot. But, you know, especially in a new company like Widow Jane, they're going to have to blend from various places.
Yeah.
Or Jefferson's, you know, they selected blended straight bourbons, you know. So all you're guaranteed then is 51% corn.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard someplace, well, I read someplace because I'm a reader, that the United States is trying to establish standards for single malt whiskey in the United States.
Really?
I'm very excited by that because I love single malt whiskeys. And I know there are a lot of small distilleries that are producing a single malt whiskey. Yeah. And so it'll be...
So who's developing these standards? It's not the government, is it?
Yeah, no, it is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because they're the ones...
We're doomed.
No. They're the ones that establish the bourbon doesn't have to be from Kentucky, but it has to have 51%
corn. Yeah.
Okay. And then after that, you know, it's kind of like, bleh.
I don't know. Today's government, I just don't know if I can trust them to handle this, Marlis. I'd rather what?
Jim Jordan. Okay.
Never mind.
We will not go there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
I just don't think they should be mucking about with our whiskey.
No, it is
I think
hard.
Some
it is
some
hard.
Overarching bourbon or whiskey entity should decide this.
Or deity.
You know, like a bunch of distillery people.
What would the whiskey deity be called? Barleyana? Only in Scotland. Here would be the Corn Maiden.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Cornish.
Yeah.
I was in Albuquerque, and it was Halloween, and we were at the Rio Grande Trading Post, which is an absolutely wonderful place for jewelry and various artifacts, some of which is genuine, some of which is just, you know, offered for sale. And one of the ladies who is Native American from one of the pueblos had a necklace, you know, had a crown of, candy corn. And then a necklace with more candy corn and with a little battery pack that made them blink. And one of her other Native American friends said, "What are you doing?" And she said, "I am the Corn Maiden." And I'm like, "You go, girl. You go. You are allowed to make fun of your own tradition, but not other people's." That's the way it goes. So, you know, she was brilliant. Anyway.
Yeah, if we'd done that, that would have been bad form.
Oh, absolutely. But. Absolutely. But she was fantastic. Anyway. Oh, and I forgot where I was going with all this.
I don't know.
I digressed beyond the point of return.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea where you're going with it because I cannot read your mind. No. And I'm probably thankful
probably
for that.
Probably don't want to. Yeah. All right. Anyway, all of these things are good, and they all involve corn.
Mm-hmm.
I still think my favorite bourbon is the Balcones Baby Blue Corn.
Okay.
And I want to taste that someday. Okay, someday soon, maybe at the end of the summer, we should do our favorite bourbons and see how they actually... Because, you know, you remember a taste, and it's like, oh, that was a wonderful taste.
Except I can't get my favorite bourbon right now.
Well, I know. All right, we'll work on that. Maybe we'll all go to Nicole's and order a bourbon and then pour it into a jar.
Yeah, and then have a flask and just pour it in there.
Okay, I'm sure there's a local bar that often has.
I'm sure Nicole would kick us out if we did that. But anyway,
only if we're clumsy.
We're buying. Okay,
well, it's us, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Why would she do that? We're buying it.
Because
we're
not allowed to take liquor out of her establishment.
Yeah. Well, she'd have to see us first.
We are going to edit this part out.
We're all going to edit out. That's okay.
Anyway. Let us know what your favorite bourbon is. And, you know, what the heck?
What the heck?
Funwithscotch@gmail.com. Tell us what you think.
All right.